You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Locked On Broncos podcast, hosted by Cody Rourke and Cameron Parker of Predominantly Orange, your daily Broncos podcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the Locked On Broncos podcast, your daily number one sports podcast here on the Locked On NFL Network. Now, guys, it is Friday. It's that Friday feeling. We have joint practices. We're a few days away from game day. And I tell you what, this desert heat in all throughout Colorado, through Denver, through Grand Junction, it's been absolutely miserable. But a Locked On Broncos episode is going to bring us through it once again today. Happy Friday, everybody. I'm your host, Cody Rourke, NFL analyst and Broncos insider for the Locked On NFL Network. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. And I'm joined by my co-host today, Cameron Parker, a contributor for PredominantlyOrange.com. You guys can follow him on Twitter as well, at Cameron Parker PO. Be sure to follow the Locked On Broncos Twitter handle, at Locked On Broncos. But very excited to be back with you guys here today for another episode of the show. We are going to go through our show lineup here today. Segment number one, our lead story, a little bit in the injury field. Broncos get some players back from injury, and obviously some key guys expected to miss practice today for the Broncos. What can we project with that as the 49ers are in town for joint practices? 2 days of padded contact and scrimmaging. Segment number two, the Fangio effect. A little bit of a cultural analysis from Cameron and I, 2 games into the preseason from the moment he came in. Through 2 games, what have we seen? What are the players saying about Coach Fangio? It's very exciting to talk about because it is evident on the field what we see and the tremendous difference that it's made for players. Segment number three, we're going to get into a little bit of a preview of today's practice, go through a little bit of the injury report, who can practice for the 49ers, who's not going to be practicing as well, and we're going to lead it off with maybe some storylines to keep an eye on, as kind of Cam alluded to in yesterday's episode. So without any further ado, let's get into today's episode of the show with your Locked On Broncos lead story. I'm Cody Rourke along with Cameron Parker. Now, the Broncos got some good news on Thursday where Kareem Jackson made it back out to practice. Now, Jackson's been dealing with a little bit of a hamstring issue, and for some reason, Broncos, a little bit of an injury bug. Really, I would say injuries have been a hamstring issue for the Broncos in general, and you've had a lot of players dealing with that specific type of injury. Hamstrings are really tricky. You pull it once, you have to let it heal, because if you don't let it heal, it's going to come back, it's going to linger, and it can really affect you throughout the entire season. So, you know, the Broncos have been taking a very cautious approach with any of their players that have been dealing with the hamstring issue. Kareem Jackson, back at practice. Good news for the Broncos there, because he has been a difference maker for them so far in terms of team drills, being in position, being the guy that can do a little bit of everything that Coach Fangio, Ed Donatell, wants him to do. So good for him to be back out there as well as a depthful backup for the Broncos in the slot. Horace Richardson back as well after dealing with a hamstring issue himself. But Cam, now we get into some of the two major players for the Broncos right now that are dealing with either an illness or an injury. And yesterday, Will Parks sat out of practice with a little bit of a hamstring issue. According to Vic Fangio, they're going to take it easy. They're going to be cautious with it, as they've done with every other hamstring injury that has happened so far with the Broncos this offseason, this preseason. And Sua Cravens, I mean, he's dealing with an illness. He's not expected to practice today when the Broncos and the 49ers do battle. So let's talk about this here. Obviously, you lose those two guys in joint practices and kind of a game where you're approaching, where you're going to see the starters play a little bit more as you wait for that dress rehearsal game next week against the LA Rams, where everyone's going to get played. So you want to hope that those guys can stay a little bit healthier, get healthy for that game here. But with Sua Cravens, Will Parks out, we got to take a look at Trey Marshall as the backup strong safety. Demonte Thomas is the backup free safety to Justin Simmons right now with those two guys out. These guys need the reps. Demonte Thomas, a guy that, you know, we haven't heard his name too much in the preseason, but he's there. He's there. He's making plays on special teams. Trey Marshall, a guy that has to rebound after a very tough game against Seattle.
Yeah, and I would even say, and maybe even envision, I know that they transitioned Jamal Carter to linebacker. Maybe it's possible that, I mean, the move to linebacker is permanent. But, I mean, in the meantime, you know, with all of the shuffling and with players being absent, maybe it's possible we see Jamal Carter take some more reps again down there at safety with some players out. I think that that's also possible too. But I think all in all, this is when players that maybe are on the roster bubble or a strong practice squad candidate, this is when guys really need to rise. And I think that this is one of the things that has made Vic Fangio, and it's obviously something we'll talk about during the Vic Fangio effect, but this is something that has been done so well with the guys that are underneath, guys like Sua Cravens, Will Parks, Justin Simmons, whatever, in that safety group or any position group, is that they're allowing these guys to get the reps that they need to get comfortable in any form of defense or whatever is in store for them, for Fangio and Ed Donatell. So guys like Trey Marshall, guys like DeMonte Thomas, you know, those are guys that are going to have to.
Jamarco Thomas, these guys are all going to step up as well. They need these reps.
Yep. Absolutely.
So I think the biggest thing too, that we can take a look at is with these safeties, with Trey Marshall, he struggled sometimes on breaking on a route that would cross his face. And that was something I believe one of the Seahawks slot receivers did. They ran a post corner post, which, I mean, is a really tough route to cover in the NFL, especially for a speedy guy. He just wasn't in position, gave up a 20 plus yard gain. And that's something that the Broncos have wanted to eliminate. So really for him this week, you get to go against these guys in practice for 2 days, a scrimmage. If you guys didn't catch Hard Knocks with the Raiders, you know, they did the same exact thing. When you have joint practices, guys are in town for 2 days of scrimmaging, and it gets a little chippy. Vic Fangio said there's not going to be any fighting. There's not going to be any kind of scuffling there. He's going to be sure that his teammates really stay on top of that. And, you know, same thing with the coaches, that, you know, they want players holding players accountable, pulling each other away from piles if anybody gets chippy. These kind of things we see happen all the time, but really not a big deal in the NFL because it's common. But I like the fact that Coach Fangio and his staff have said, look, we're focused. We don't want any distractions, and we're here to pull. It's business. You know, I get it. There's a lot of testosterone going there. But for guys like Trey Marshall, DeMonte Thomas, a big opportunity for them to step up and get reps against some pretty talented, you know, Marquise Goodwin, Jimmy Garoppolo, a talented 49ers team that's coming to town that was overlooked by a lot of people. They obviously, with Nick Mullins, you know, there could be some tie. In my Madden franchise, actually, after year one, once we made it through the playoffs, we got to the Super Bowl with the Broncos. The next year, the Broncos had signed Nick Mullins. I don't know if that was just chance. I had no control of that. I was playing as a my created player, but Nick Mullins was a Denver Bronco there. So this could be an opportunity there. And really, we saw something too. I wanted to touch base on a little bit, Cam, before we get into segment number two here, was the Eagles' backup quarterback situation just took a tremendous. They lost Sudfeld to a broken hand. They lost another quarterback to a head injury, a concussion, and right now they're really hurting at backup quarterbacks, which leads me to say maybe there could be a possibility, and I'll reach out to a couple people and see if there's anything possible, any traction on it, but Kevin Hogan could be a possible trade target for the Broncos to ship off to Philadelphia because they are hurting for a backup quarterback, and based on what we've seen the last couple weeks of practice, Kevin Hogan's been getting a lot of scout team reps. They've been throwing after practice, but not really a lot of in-practice team reps for Kevin Hogan. So, you know, this could be an opportunity for the Broncos to capitalize, and maybe even, you know, they could trade with the 49ers after, you know, a couple days of practice in the game. There's always options there at this time of the year, but it's going to be interesting to see. But with that said, as we get on to the Broncos hosting joint practices today at the UCL Training Center in Inglewood, Colorado, with the 49ers, a lot of ties there. Our good friend Nick Ferguson was a coaching intern for the 49ers last year under Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch. So those guys are going to be back into town. No music, once again, even though if Kyle Shanahan wants it, it's run by Vic Fangio. Vic Fangio is the boss. He's running everything, and there is no music. So 49ers players, if that's something that gets them, they're going to have to deal with that. But with that said, we're going to get into segment number two in just a moment. We're going to talk about the effect of Vic Fangio so far from the offseason and two games into the preseason. What are players saying about Vic Fangio? What's changed? We get into that coming up in just a moment. But before we do that, I got to remind you to check out our good friends over there at Body Armor Sports Drink. It's my go-to every single day. It's pretty much, if you gave me a drug test, well, I wouldn't say a drug test, but if you gave me a blood test, you would find a lot in my veins. You would find in my blood a lot of Body Armor Sports Drink just because that is my go-to every single day. I go through at least two or three a day, and right now I'm really loving the strawberry watermelon flavor over there. And you know, here's the best deal about Body Armor Sports Drink. You can pick it up at your local King Supers today, and you can find it in your beverage aisle there. It's everywhere. A lot of variety of flavors. It is the natural sports drink out there with potassium-based electrolytes with coconut water to help you stay hydrated. in this ridiculous heat. We got 100 degree weather here. My high school kids are practicing. I'm out there sweating, and Body Armor Sports Drink keeps me hydrated because it is the more natural, better sports drink out there. Gives you more electrolytes and better hydration. So check it out today. Body Armor Sports Drink. Go to drinkbodyarmor.com for more information today, or head to your local King Supers and pick you up some right away. Tell them that I sent you and take a picture of it, and obviously send it to me on Twitter at @CodyRorkNFL. You holding a bottle of Body Armor Sports Drink or drinking it, and I will circulate that through the social media feeds at @CodyRorkNFL. Okay, Cam, we talk a lot about culture and how the last couple of seasons, I mean, we've had the group chat with the predominantly orange guys, and the culture from Vance Joseph, those 2 years, we talked about just how off the culture seemed for the Broncos, and it translated into the win-loss column because they went 11 and 21 for the last two seasons. They went 6-10 last season. They went 5-11 the season before. And it was just abysmal. It wasn't the team that we were accustomed to seeing, even though they went 9-7 in 2016 with Gary Kubiak. Culture really changed after Gary Kubiak and Wade Phillips were gone for the Broncos. And it reset. I think it set the Broncos back a couple of years. But, Cam, I want your honest perspective. I was on Mile High Sports yesterday with Ronnie Kay in the morning over there, 1340 AM, 104.7 FM in the Denver Radio Network. One of the things that we were talking about is just the difference that Coach Fangio has made so far with these guys. We talked about the no hazing, the no rookie haircut type stuff. Those are all good things. That goes to show that Coach Fangio is the type of guy, doesn't want any distractions. He wants guys to get an equal opportunity to be treated equally. Granted, you know what? He says the probably the most appropriate thing these guys can do, if the veterans want you to carry their pads, they're going to do that. That's fine. That's perfectly acceptable. But the shaving the hair, the hazing, and sometimes we haven't even seen one of the stories yet where the rookies have had to pay a large dinner bill. We haven't had to see that yet. Unfortunately, the 49ers player has had to do that, and not very fun for him, a $3,700 dinner tab. But we haven't seen any of that, and the Broncos seem more like a tight-knit unit so far, a family bond, talking with a couple of Broncos players. And one of the things I got from a couple of defensive backs that I had talked to, they said, there is no nonsense. We are business at practice, and we do a lot of things together outside of football. We're always involved in team meetings together, but we have really good connections with each other inside the position room, out there on the field, and even with the other position groups. So the Broncos, it's not more like, okay, I'm a wide receiver, I'm going to go in, work, and then leave. These guys have this family brotherhood bond, and that's something that Coach Fangio has installed. Will Parks on Snapchat yesterday posted something. It was a saying that was in the Broncos locker room. It says, great players can make good plays, but great teammates make great players. Like something along those lines, like being a great teammate will make you a better football player, which I certainly agree, because there are very good football players out there that are bad teammates, and it affects the chemistry. It can make things degrade from a unit, from a positional standpoint, very, very easily. The Broncos don't have any of those types of guys in the locker room. So the Vic Fangio effect has been really evident, Cam. But one thing that stood out to me, Chris Harris Jr. said that Vic Fangio, just being around him, has been one of the best coaches he's ever been around in his career. Now, this is a complete 360 from what we saw the end of the season, week 17, after the Broncos lost to the Chargers last year. And Chris Harris says, we keep doing the same thing every single week. Teams know what we're doing. I don't want to go through this losing period that much longer. And we were all concerned. And with the offseason stuff too, before Chris Harris could actually get to know Vic Fangio, we were concerned that this would be Chris Harris Jr.'s last year as a Denver Bronco. For now, based on what Chris Harris Jr. said about him being one of the best coaches he's ever been around, how much he loves it, and how much that Vic has his hands involved with that position room, the defense, and even with him, I'm starting to believe that this could be one of the factors that keeps Chris Harris Jr. in Denver. And really, that's a coaching effect. Money can't buy a good coach.
No, it cannot. And there's a lot to certainly unpack with what you said there, because just in general with the Vic Fangio thing, you just sort of try and peel back what is the sole reason. And there's just a lot of factors. I think for one, you look at, say, just the simple hiring of Fangio and him, softening the blow of the actual potential loss that was Wade Phillips for defensive coordinator, back when they really should have kept Wade Phillips as defensive coordinator. I think that this is one of those where it does soften the blow a little bit. And then you even factor in as well just how he has managed the players from day one, you know, in really ever since his first introductory press conference. You know, the teams and players have really started to buy in with everything that he has wanted to do. And that's the thing. This is the first time he has become a head coach. But this is not the first time he is a coach. And I think that we sometimes had a tendency to forget that, it, you know, that yes, this is his first head coaching gig, but he's been in the NFL for over 30 to 40 years with so much experience and so much coaching experience of people under him, above him, whatever, that you know, he has just a plethora of knowledge and everything from the offensive to defensive side of the ball. That now was the right time that he considered it. And the Broncos were the only team he considered. And that tells you, as far as situation and everything that Fangio wanted, as far as the Broncos is concerned. So he clearly sees that the potential and everything that is associated with the Broncos may be right for the taking. And it was right for the taking for Fangio. And it also was right for the taking for Mike Munchak, which continues to go unnoticed as well, that Fangio brought over Mike Munchak, a guy that interviewed for the head coaching job. You know, anytime you bring in a guy that also hired, also was interviewed for the job and bring him on, that tells you a lot on both of those guys, that they put their egos aside and they wanted to work together and become one of the best teams in the National Football League. And again, having those guys buy in, having your players buy in, and really piggybacking off of really, I know it's a much different saying and everything else, but it truly is a iron sharpens iron mentality with this Broncos team. I mean, if one person falls, and there's going to be two or three guys that helps pick him up. You know, it is a true team mentality. And it's not to say that, you know, guys in the past would, you know, have a brotherly bond with some of the other players, but there's just taking it and then taking it two to three times more. And it truly is a brotherly love. And, you know, it really feels that way with this Denver Broncos team. And a lot of guys are really buying into the system and really buying into what Fangio is bringing. And no music, I don't care. They're bringing in every single practice and what have you. Vic Fangio is really proven that he knows what he's talking about.
So Broncos fans, we want to hear from you, obviously, on Twitter at CodyRourkeNFL, at Cameron Parker PO, at Locked On Broncos. What have your thoughts been on Vic Fangio, just the way that the team has carried themselves in practice or on games? What's been the biggest difference you've noticed from having him as your head coach? He's the leader of the team. And between him and Mike Munchak, I don't know if there's any ego between any of these guys. They're both really good guys. I have had the chance to talk with both of them. They're very, very humble guys. I love talking to Ed Donatell, too. I wish I could play as a defensive back for Ed Donatell, because he is a smart guy. He's going to have these guys in position. And I tell you what, I think the Broncos have a good coaching staff all across the board, from the very beginning, a head coach to position groups to even quality control coaches. They have a coaching staff that is all on the same page, whereas last year, the Broncos didn't have a coaching staff for the last two seasons that were on the same page in different areas. You know, position coaches were told they couldn't play this guy, they couldn't start this guy. Vance Joseph controlled a lot of what was happening with the Broncos defense, some of the decisions on the offensive side of the ball as well. A lot of position coaches didn't have that voice, but Coach Fangio gives these coaches a voice. That's one thing I like about him. The players love him. His coaches, the media loves him. I sure as hell love him. That's my coach. I mean, I would run through a brick wall for that guy right now just because he gets me fired up. He's a genuine guy. He cares about the fans. And that's one thing I think Broncos fans really appreciate. He talks a lot about how important the fans are. We haven't had that in a long, long time. Gary Kubiak did that, but we didn't have that from Vance Joseph. And so it is a breath of fresh air with Vic Fangio. So the Vic Fangio effect is running strong. Broncos hosting joint practices today with the 49ers. Kickoff Monday Night Football this upcoming Monday. You can have a preview of it with a crossover show with myself, Brian Peacock of Locked On 49ers. But we're going to get into our final segment coming up here in just a moment. We're going to talk about a little bit of a preview of today's practice. Which players from the 49ers can we expect will be out? Some big name players for them too. So, you know, it kind of definitely adds a little bit of zest to the storylines that we're going to be seeing in terms of the buildup and the hype before the preseason game this Monday. But before we get to that, I got to remind you guys to check out the new Locked On NFL podcast, because it is absolutely on fire. You get the expert analysis of former NFL scout Matt Williamson, and it's hosted by Brian Peacock. You guys are going to hear from him this week in Locked On 49ers, Locked On Broncos crossover. The Locked On NFL podcast is your daily national podcast on all things NFL with Matt's unique take on the game. So follow Locked On NFL today on your favorite podcast provider. All right, we got to preview today's practice a little bit. Cam did a good job in yesterday's episode of the show talking about the importance of joint practices for both sides, for both teams. They're getting better. They're analyzing their players. You get to go against competition. Now, there is no tackling. And I assure you, Cam, I'm going to predict it right now this morning. There might be a scenario, and either it could be today, it could be tomorrow. Or, you know, if we're lucky, it could not happen at all. But I can imagine a scenario where you're going through a skelly scrimmage, which is, you know, usually 7-on-7, and then you go your team period, a scrimmage. You could see where maybe a receiver's going across the middle of the field, a defensive guy hits him a little hard. That can lead to a little bit of tempers there. I imagine we might see the 49ers try to antagonize a little bit, but this is where I really want to see how this coaching staff gets to these players' heads about managing their emotions, being in control. Like if another team is going to be doing some of those things, they're trying to get you out of your element. I always tell my high school kids this all the time. If somebody's going to try to get in your head during a game, it's going to be in between plays. They're going to do something. They might say something to you. They might talk smack. They might hit you from behind when you're, you know, blocking somebody else or you have your back turned. Those are things that can fester up. And if they get you out of your head, you're going to play very, very poorly. So can the Broncos stay focused? Can they keep their composure? This is one of the keys I want to see in today's practice as well. Also, the Broncos have a little bit of advantage here with George Kittle being day-to-day with a calf strain. Probably won't expect to see him at all during these joint practices. He'll be there, but you won't see him doing much, if at all, anything because of a calf strain, which tends to be some kind of an issue there. I mean, they've been running him a lot on jet sweeps. I mean, if you've been following up with the 49ers a little bit, I've been doing some studying on them. And in practices, he was doing a sit-down, and he was talking about how they did a jet sweep with him. So they're utilizing him not only just as an H-back, a flex tight end being out one-on-one matchup with a linebacker, but they're also motioning him across the field, giving him the jet sweep and setting plays up for him. So he is their weapon. He is their dynamic weapon. So without him, I'm eager to see what Jimmy Garoppolo can do. You know, some reports out of 49ers camp, Cameron. Jimmy Garoppolo had a little bit of a rough day yesterday. He threw several picks. I believe it was 3 or 4 picks in practice. Richard Sherman had one. A couple other of the secondary guys had some as well. So, you know, for him coming off of ACL, I mean, he's had a pretty good camp. He's been relatively healthy, but one of the keys is to see how this Broncos secondary, whether it's 7-on-7, whether it's 11-on-11, one-on-one matchups, whatever it may be, how they do against them. Because, look, the Broncos remember what happened last year. New coaching staff, that's going to change, though. But they remember last year that the 49ers absolutely gashed them defensively. I mean, George Kittle had over 200 yards at half in terms of receiving. That is something that they remember every single day. And whether or not George Kittle plays or practices, you know, that's a different story. But they still remember that. So they have a little bit of pride. They have a little bit of they want some revenge in that. But also their first-round pick, Nick Bosa, out with an ankle sprain as well. Pretty severe ankle sprain. Could be back. I think he's week to week at this point. And you also won't see the 49ers' big trade acquisition, D Ford. He had knee injections. He's probably not going to be playing as well. He might be returning for the 49ers next week. We'll find out a little bit more in our preview when we talk with Brian Peacock. But a little bit of a preview. Here's what we need to see, Cameron, from the Broncos in their team periods. Obviously, you want to limit turnovers. The Broncos, when you go against your own guys, you turn the ball over. It doesn't really mean too much at that point in terms of people keeping track. But when you're going against another team, competition, if you turn the ball over, I mean, the media, it's gonna be out there. The media is going to publicize it. They're going to talk about it. So the Broncos defense needs to generate turnovers, and the Broncos offense needs to avoid turnovers. And you know what? This is a perfect opportunity for a lot of these young guys. I want to see how Trinity Benson, Kelvin McKnight, we know the Broncos coaching staff has been working these guys in with the ones, rotating them in and out. How do these guys do against other competition in a practice scrimmage type setting? That, to me, Cam, that's pretty damn exciting.
Yeah, I think that for George Kittle's sake, if he's not going to practice, we may as well have a like Mike situation or a Space Jam situation where I say he give his cleats to Noah Fant for the rest of the season, and we inject some George Kittle superstar status with Noah Fant in year one. No, I'm kidding. but I think you know, him being out is certainly going to alleviate some of the pressure, I think, for the Broncos, but I know that they've wanted to probably faced George Kittle ever since the 200 yards that they had placed on that he had placed on them in the game. But I think overall it's going to be a really exciting time. You touched on something as far as emotions and everything else, and I think that it'll be very interesting. We talked in the last segment, Cody, about the Fangio effect, and just something as simple as playing music, and maybe that's not something that fires Kyle Shanahan's rocket. We also saw...
he fires. Okay, that was a little weird. That was a little odd there. The fires the rocket. Okay, Kyle Shanahan, don't give him any kind of leeway there.
Right. but I think ultimately, it's going to be very interesting with Fangio is if there is a skirmish that happens multiple times, because we saw twice in one day where they huddled, Fangio called a team huddle when something like that happened. So it's going to be pretty interesting because this is how Fangio is now running things. Is it going to change now with, say, the joint practices and everything else? Because let's just say a big solid skirmish or a fight is starting to break out in camp. Will there be a team huddle? I think that that's going to be one. I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so either. But I mean, it's one of those things. We talked in the last segment as far as the Fangio effect and everything else. Will there be some of that, that carries over a little bit? But all in all, I think it's going to be an exciting time, though, for just Broncos players in general, because they get so used to hitting each other and, hitting themselves in practice. Now they get to the opportunity to hit someone else now, hit another team, And so now that they get the opportunity to do that, and they don't get just one opportunity, they get two, and then obviously the game upcoming on Monday. So it'll be an exciting time for a lot of players.
Yeah, and I think the ultimately too, you have to find a way to kind of maybe diagnose how Kyle Shanahan thinks a little bit. Being at practice, you can see the way coaches kind of make some adjustments if you really pay attention. It's one thing I love about being there at practice is watching the on-field product and seeing what the coaches are doing to make some changes or adjustments. Kyle Shanahan, he's like an analytical machine. We when we talk about Sean McVay, I would say offensively minded, Kyle Shanahan is just as smart as Sean McVay. He sees these things. He projects, okay, if they're running a cover four, this play will be open because we're going to motion this guy here. We're going to come out in this formation. Their defense is going to rotate heavily over here. We're going to roll out backside and bam, the play is going to be open. Kyle Shanahan is a very, very bright mind, and so is Vic Fangio. So we're going to see a battle of minds. And these guys have mutual respect for each other. Kyle Shanahan, Vic Fangio, they have respect for one another. John Lynch, obviously a lot of respect for the Broncos organization and vice versa between them, him, John Elway, we expect to see them. And maybe we might see Mike Shanahan. I would bet money that we'll probably see Mike Shanahan at least on one of these three possible days with today's practice, tomorrow's practice, and maybe Monday night's game. We'll see. But definitely, one thing I really enjoy is getting these guys together. Coach Fangio, like me, would like to have multiple joint practices, but unfortunately you can't do that. You're only gonna have one, and it has to be against the 49ers this year, and then bam, you get to go to LA next week and take on the LA Rams in a dress rehearsal, which is a big game because guess what, you're going against Aaron freaking Donald, and Cooper Kupp's back, you got Jared Goff, Todd Gurley's healthy, you have weapons down there. And so I think for the Broncos too, I think this preseason could be a little bit of a tiny bit of a revenge tour for them in terms of you play the 49ers. You get to go against the Rams, who you had a pretty great comeback. We saw the emergence, the rise of Bradley Chubb in this game during the regular season last year. Now we get to see other guys step up, but I would anticipate as well, we're not going to see Malik Reed as he continues to deal with a side issue as well. We're not going to see him today in practice, and his status for Monday night's game is up in the air. But with that said, Broncos country, that'll do it for today's episode of the show. I want to give a special shout out to all you in Broncos country. Like I said, stay tuned. We're going to do the sock giveaway. We're going to give away 7 pairs of Locked On Broncos socks for your feet. Your feeling pleasure for your feet. They're very, very comfortable fabric, and you can show them off everywhere you go. Say, hey, I listen to Locked On Broncos podcast. But with that said, Broncos country, appreciate you guys as always. I'm Cody Rourke, speaking for my co-host Cameron Parker. We'll see you tomorrow for a brand new episode of the show.